最近呢，我们在星期三特别早上的祷告会呢，我们讲到这个三重天，我们讲到敬拜赞美。
So recently in our Wednesday prayer meeting, we have been talking about the third heavens.
那最近弟兄姐妹呢，在这个实践这个敬拜赞美的时候呢，好多人这一两个星期有很多的见证。
So when we practice on how to see the third heaven, a lot of brothers and sisters have many testimonies to tell within the couple weeks.
那灯一会呢，大家也会来分享。
So later on, we can have a time to share.
那我们用这个陈慧牧师呢来帮助我们在这一方面。
So we have 陈慧 Pastor 陈慧 to come and help us.
那就是说敬拜是最短的路。
So worship is the shortest way.
那灯一会呢，大家分享着为什么敬拜是最短的路。
So later on, we'll invite people to share about this topic, why worshiping is the shortest way.
那我鼓励大家有时间的话，星期三早上10点到12点，来参加我们的祷告。
So if you have time, we encourage you to come on Wednesday
目前在大卫戴维家
10 to 12 in David's house.
那今天呢，我就感受到呢，我要从这个圣经的角度再加强一下。
So today I want to share with you from the perspective from the Bible.
关于这个三重天的概念。
So the concept of the third heaven.
Three heavens.
啊，
而且呢，敬拜赞美的重要性。
And then the importance of worshiping God.
那我们必须要来认识这三重天。
So we need to know three heavens.
那就当我们讲到三重天的时候呢，就是 OK， 这里是一重天，这里是二重天，那里是三重天。
So when we talk about three heavens, we'll say, okay, this is the first heaven, second heaven, and third heaven.
那其实有一个空间的概念，但是最主要的不是空间的概念，而是灵界的概念。
So there is a spatial difference. However, the most important difference is the spiritual difference.
那当然从这个空间来讲呢，我们说神住在至高之处，可能在很高的地方，那是在third heaven， 就是第三重天。
So from a spatial concept, we'll see that God seated on high on the third heaven.
那我们呢住在这个地上，在最地下。
So we live on the earth, on the first heaven.
那这个执政的、掌权的呢，在这个，在这里。
So those who are in control, 执政掌权。So in control is in the middle.
但是更重要的是一个灵界的概念。
So, but most important concept is spiritual concept.
那为什么是一个灵界的概念呢
？Why is it a spiritual concept?
其实呢，圣经上讲的很清楚，神是不是无处不在
？So the Bible says God is everywhere.
神是无处不在，他也在这里，他也在那里。
So no matter where you are, he is there.
那魔鬼呢？是不是无处不在呢
？So how about devil? Is he?
他也不是，他不是无处不在，他可以在这里，在这里，但是不可以在那里。
So for devil, he can be on the first heaven or the second heaven, but he can never be on the third.
但人是不是无处不在呢
？How about us?
我们知道我们不是，但是呢，
<know for sure.
笑> 我们在这里，但是我们有一个。有一个权利可以在那里。
So we are on the first heaven. However, we have a tool in order for us to go to the third heaven.
那我们在基督里面呢，应该是跟耶稣基督一样坐在父神的右边。
So in Christ, we should be like Christ, be seated upon next to Jesus.
就是在三重天。
So that's in the third heaven.
但是呢，为什么我们好多基督徒常常感觉到好像被仇敌击败呢
？How come a lot of Christians feel defeated by the devils？
大家曾经有没有经历过？你觉得好像被仇敌压制
？So have you ever experienced that being defeated by the devils？
那原因是什么呢
？So what's the reason behind that？
原因就是说我们要信神讲的、神做的。
So the reason is that we have to believe what God has said, believe what He had done for us.
那我们信什么？好多时候我们的心情就跟着走了，对不对
？So a lot of time our mood will follow the things that we believe.
那今天所谓世界上所有的战争，根本上是一个信仰的问题。好多国家认为是一个这个问题那个 ，No， 信仰的问题。
So a lot of wars now.
What do you believe?
A lot of wars nowadays are basically the war between faith.So it's not about the governments, but more importantly about the religion, the faith.
他们信什么决定了他们做什么。
So whatever they believe will determine what the things that they do.
所以基督徒是在这里，这里还是在那里，决定于什么？我们真的信什么
？So as Christians, whether we are here, the second level or the third level, depends on where you believe.
所以感谢神，星期三最近我们来操练在这个敬拜赞美呢，就是让我们。 真正的坐在我们该坐的位置，和耶稣基督坐在父神的右边。
So praise the Lord on the Wednesday prayer meeting, we have been practicing on to worshiping God and praising God, so that in order for us to go to the third heaven.
那我们今天呢，从这个真理的角度来加强大家，这更加的要来在以后的日子里面有那种确据在里面，进入敬拜赞美，进入三重天。
So today we will emphasize on the truth from the Bible, so that later on we can actually go into the third heaven.
那在创世纪第一章呢，我们翻翻圣经第一章27-28。
So in Genesis 27.
我们先讲这个第一重天。
So let's first talk about the first heaven.
27-28。
27章是吗？
第一章。
哦，第一章。Okay, sorry. Genesis chapter 1:27.
那不，大家不要在这个名词方面呢绕来绕去，但是有一个显现的空间啊，有的人会去绕这些名词，这不是最重要的，最重要的要知道这三个领域。
So you don't need to go into definitions of different heavens, but it's just a definition.
但是最主要的是明白这有三个领域。
But the more importantly is just to remember there are three dimensions.
那第一章27节讲到，神就照着自己的形象造人，乃是照着他的形象造男造女，神就赐给他们，又对他们说，要生养众多，遍满地面，治理这地，也要管理海里的鱼、空中的鸟和地上各样活动的物种。
So 27 says, So God created mankind in his own image, in the image of God he created them, male and female he created them.God blessed them and said to them, Be fruitful and increase in numbers, fill the earth and subdue it, rule over the fish of the sea and the birds in the sky and over every living creature that moves on the ground.
就是神给了人一个权利在地上来掌管一切，是不是？
So meaning God has given us a right to rule over the earth.
但是呢，你知道早期的人亚当夏娃，他们是按照神的形象造的，既然是按照神的形象造的，有一个特权，记得没有？神常常跟他们在一起，在伊甸园，对不对？
So when Adam was created in the image of God, they have the right so that they were next to God. God was always with them.
神常常跟他们讲话。
So God always talked to them.
那伊甸园就是一个受祝福的地方。
So the Garden of Eden is a place being blessed by God.
就说他人呢，就是有本来有这个权利，就是神的儿女，受神的祝福，常常和神在一起。
So meaning that As human, as a son of God, we have the privilege to be with God in the first place.
但是后来呢，事情就发生了。
However, things happen after.
大家知道，在伊甸园呢，就说亚当夏娃犯罪以后呢，后来人就和神就分开了。
So as all you know that in the story of Adam, so they sin and then they were being cast away from God.
那我们不进入这个细节，那就是好多的章节都在讲这个人离神越来越远，越来越远。
So we will not go into details. A lot of scripture talk about how us humans are going further and further away from.
那这就我们刚才讲到呢，这个第一重天就是这个自然的世界，人看得见的这个世界。
So this is the first heaven that we have been talking about, the natural world, another natural things that we see.
神让人来管理。
So God given us the right to rule.
但是呢，他们失去了权利。
However, they lost their right.
那他们这个失去的权利到哪里去了呢？
So where does the right that they lost, where the right goes now?
那我们要认清这个权利是非常重要的。
We need to know the importance of having this right.
那我们的权利为什么丢失，又怎么样得到？
How do we lose all the right that we have, and how do we gain it back?
我们翻开路加福音第四章。
So let's turn to Luke chapter 4.
第四章5-7节。
5-7.
这里讲到呢，耶稣受魔鬼的试探。
It says Jesus has been tempted by the devil.
那其中一个试探呢，就是说他魔鬼又领他上了高山。霎时间把天下的万国都指给他看，对他说，这一切权柄荣华我都要给你，因为这原是交付我的，我愿意给谁就给谁，你若在我面前下拜，这都要归你。
Here it says, the devil led him up to the high place and showed him in an instant all the kingdoms of the world. He said to him, I will give you all their authority and splendor. It has been given to me, and I can give it to anyone I want to. If you worship me, it will be all yours.
那这里讲到魔鬼怎么会讲这些都是交给我的呢？
How come devil says,
这不是奇怪了吗？
How come the devil says all the authority was given to him?
这个世界怎么是交给他的呢？
How come he has the authority?
谁交给他的？
Who gave it to him?
这是写在圣经里面的。
But it is written in the Bible.
是交给他的。
So the authority was handed to
him. 这是不是很奇怪啊？
Isn't that weird?
那如果我们知道亚当把这个管理地上的这个权柄呢，他卖给了撒旦。听谁的话，你就在谁的权柄之下。他听了撒旦的话。
So Adam has sold his authority to the devil. So whoever you listen to, you will be under his authority.
你顺服谁，就在谁的权下。
So whoever you obey to, you will be under his authority.
所以弟兄姐妹，你要小心，你顺服谁。
So, be careful who.
你要想想哪一个人使你最顺服的，那就他就在你身上有权柄。
So just think carefully who you will be subdued to.
你如果第一个想到的不是神，是想到一个人呢，那也很危险。
If the first person come to your mind is a person, not God, you have to pay attention.
但是这里为什么魔鬼说是交付给他的呢？
How come the devil says all the authority was handed over to him?
这个交付这个字啊，在希腊文里面呢，就是那个当犹大把耶稣出卖交给这个祭司长的时候，那个地方用的那个词 paradidomai， 就是这里的这个交付 paradidomai， 就是出卖。
So the word paradidomai means to betray. So this is actually the same word using here.
就是说，
when,
对 ，sorry.
So when Judah was betraying Jesus,
这个地方就说是这个亚当把这个权利呢
出卖了。So Adam has actually betrayed his rights.
所以这个魔鬼呢，很有信心的在耶稣面前这样讲。
So that's why the devil comes with confidence to speak about this in front of Jesus.
那好多人知道，有时候你觉得魔鬼压制你，为什么压制你？
Sometimes you will see that the devil has authority over you. Then why does he?
你如果不在神的权下，他很有信心的可以来压制你。
Because if you are not under the authority of God, then devil has authority.
如果你只在这个地上。他很有信心的来压制你，很有权柄的来压制你。
If you only live on the first heaven, so he has all the authority over.
其实世上不信主的人呢，都在他的权下。
Actually, everybody who doesn't believe in God is under his authority.
那这些圣经的真理要非常的清楚，包括怎么样做生意，跟谁做生意，怎么样小心。我们是在一个国度，我们是在那个国度，世上的人在这个国度，是两个国度的问题。
So you have to pay special attention because when you even if you work like doing business, you have to know that you are on this the first heaven. Other people are on first heaven. When you believe in God, then you are on the third heaven.
你要知道怎么样来对待这些人，因为他们的主和我们的主是不一样的。
So when you deal with people like that, you have to know their Lord is different from your Lord.
那我们看一些经文，要知道。这个真理非常的重要。约翰一书第五章18-19节。
So let's read another scripture to understand the truth. So First John, chapter 5.
大家要仔细的看圣经，要没有带圣经的话，就要在这个屏幕上仔细的来。这是神的话。
First John chapter 5:18-19.
这里怎么讲呢？他说我们知道方从神生的必不犯罪，从神生的必保守自己，那恶者也就无法害他。我们知道我们是属神的，全世界都握在那恶者的手下。
We know that anyone born of God does not continue to sin. The one who was born of God keeps them safe, and the evil cannot harm them. We know that we are children of God, that the whole world is under the control of the evil one.
这里讲到是整个世界都握在那恶者的手下。
So here it says the whole world is under the control of.
就是刚才讲到的这个真理，因为亚当把这个权柄出卖给了撒旦。
So that was the truth that we talked about early on when Adam betrayed his rights.
撒旦有这个权柄。圣子来到耶稣的面前说：“这一切都是交付我的，你如果拜我，我都可以给你。”他这么大的口气。
So Satan has this kind of right, even to a point that he can boast in front of Jesus, saying that all of this are given to me. I can give to whoever worship me.
所以呢，对于不信主的人来呢， 一直在他的压制之下，只不过不同的程度。
So to those who do not believe, they are actually always under the control of the evil ones, just to a different degree.
那基督徒呢，本来不应该在他的压制之下，但是呢，好多人感受到在他的压制之下。
So as Christians, we supposedly not under his control. However, a lot of people still under his control.
那为什么呢？
Why?
因为我们要明白真理。
Because we need to know the truth.
我们要明白我们的位分。
We need to know our place.
我们要进入我们的位分。
We need to enter into our faith.
但是如果说我们只是在这个地上说，我就是一个人，我按照人的智慧做事情，按照这个世界的智慧做事情，怎么样？他就在你身上有权柄。
So however, if you say, I am just a man, I will do things according to human wisdom, human ways, then you will know that you are under his control.
如果别人搞我，我就搞他。
So if
someone
is against me, I will go back and attack him. Even worse than what
he did. 如果别人发财升官，我就妒忌。
If someone else got rich, and then I will just get jealous.
但这些都是世界的方法。
But this is our human ways.
那这时候撒旦就在我们的身上开始有权柄。
So and then the evil ones has authority over us.
但是呢，我们基督徒其实赐给了一个新的身份和新的权柄，应该在那个地方。
However, as Christians, we are given a new identity. We supposedly sitting on the third heaven.
这个第二重天的这个呢，我们讲到这个在这里是可以用这个显现的。但是其实呢，二重天好多的邪灵都在地上，
so、even,
走来走去。
So even though we can imagine the things that are happening in the second heaven, however, actually a lot of devils from the second heaven are walking among us.
我刚才讲到的，它不是一个空间的概念，更主要的是一个灵界的概念。
So once again, I need to emphasize, it's not about a spatial concept, it's more about spiritual concept.
不知道大家有没有读过一本书叫做《死亡九分钟》？有没有读过？读过的举手。
So anyone have read the book Nine Minutes of Death?
Yeah, that the person was died for 9 minutes.
有一个人死了九分钟，
他在就是看到很多灵界的东西。
So within the 9 minutes, he saw a lot of spiritual things.
他是一个大夫。
He is a doctor.
那后来他回过来以后呢，是活过来以后，他就帮助很多的人。他也是个基督徒。
So after he survived, he come back and help a lot of people.
那当然，他的目的就是要人一定要来认识主耶稣。
So his purpose is for people to come back to Jesus.
但是呢，他在那个。他看到的更多的是二重天的东西，看到灵界的东西。他发现
，So he saw a lot of things happening in the second heaven.
我就讲到呢，这个魔鬼怎么压制人。
So I want to tell you how the evil ones will come to, you know, have control.
他在九分钟里面看到很多的邪灵，比如说这个邪灵，有一个邪灵，他是一个洋鬼，他吸烟。一直吸烟，
烟
鬼。
Okay, so he saw in the 9 minutes he saw a lot of evil devil. So one of them he saw was a smoking evil.
Addiction.
Yeah, so helping, you know.
他就看到他在地上呢，就捡一个烟头，看到烟头他就一直捡。
So he saw a person or
no 烟头啊，
烟头
就是 cigarette bar
是一个人还是一个灵
灵
啊、so he saw,
因为他很想吸烟。
So he saw spirits picking up the cigarette butts from the floor, like every cigarette he sees, he will pick it up.
但是呢，他没有肉体，他拿不起来。
But however, because he doesn't have a flesh, he was not able to pick up.
他就拿呀拿呀拿不起来。
So no matter how he tried, he cannot pick up the cigarette.
那他拿不起来怎么办？
So what does he do?
你说他要做什么？
What do you think he will do?
啊？他去找一个肉体，
找一
个人要附在他的身上。
Then this evil, the devil, he goes into a flesh, a person.
那这个是写在圣经里面，记得没？耶稣把一个病人治好以后，他说：“你再不要犯罪了。”如果再犯罪，末后的情况比前面的情况更糟糕。
So it is actually written in the Bible as well. When Jesus healed a person, he said to this person, "Do not sin no more. If you sin, your later state will be worse than the previous."
但是后面耶稣又讲了一段，记得没有？讲什么？
And then after that, Jesus talked about something else. Do you remember what it says?
我记得有一个老牧师，他把新约全背下来了。一问他什么都知道。我们中间有没有把新约全背下来
了？ So when I know a pastor who have memorized the whole book of the
New Testament.
New Testament. So do you remember?
一个新房子。
对了对了，我的太太还是对圣经很熟悉。就是说呢，立刻接着那个故事呢，耶稣就讲到，他说五鬼离开人身去了污水之地，晃来晃去找不到住的地方，后来怎么样？
回
到原来的地方，打扫干净，又怎么样？
找了七个
比他更恶的鬼。
So what after that was what Jesus talked about a parable when a person being cast out of a demon. So the demon went out and couldn't find a place to go. So he came back to the person and see, oh, everything is neatly in place. Still empty. So he brings 7 more devils into this person.
那是耶稣讲的，不是我讲的。
So it was talked by Jesus, not by me.
所以呢，这些五鬼呢，他在找住的地方。
So the devils are looking for a place to stay.
弟兄姐妹，这是圣经里的真理，大家要知道。
So this is the truth from the Bible, and you have to know it.
他找什么样的人
？So what kind of person they will go in？
什么样的人
？What kind of people they will go？
给他开门的人。
Those who open doors to them。
是圣经上讲那个撒旦留地步，不要给撒旦留地步。那个地步就是不要让他把脚踩进来。
So meaning that you don't open a gap for the devil to enter into you。
Into your room。
Into your room, yes。
所以呢，弟兄姐妹，为什么就是真理非常重要？当我们洁净以后啊，被圣，我们的罪洁净以后，一定要真理、圣灵来充满我们。
So once we know the truth, we need to be cleansed from the truth.
但是呢，撒旦会来不断的来试探我们。
However, the evil ones will continually to tempt us.
撒旦会不会试探基督徒啊
？Does Satan tempt the Christians?
你相信他会。
You have to believe that he will.
为什么他连我们的主都会试探，耶稣都会试探，你能不试探吗？对不对
？Why? Because he even tempted Jesus. How? What about you?
你算老几
？So who are you?
耶稣是老大，你算老几
？So Jesus is the first. So then who are you?
所以他会一直不断会来试探你，欺骗你。
That's why he will continually to come and tempt you.
啊
，to deceive you.
所以呢，就是说呢，这些。撒旦带领他的喽啰呢，会常常会走。
So, Satan will bring all his, you know, like the followers to come and tempt you.
所以世界上的人呢，就给他搞得乱七八糟。
That's why us as humans we've been, you know, like destroyed by them.
基督徒呢，本来我们不应该被他搞。
So, supposedly as Christians we are not under their control.
但是呢，你要知道，基督徒是撒旦搞的主要对象。
But however, you have to know, as Christians, you are their main target.
那为什么基督徒是他的主要对象高的
？How come that we are his main target?
大家回答一下。哎，世上的不信主的人不就是他的对象吗？为什么基督徒？
本来灭亡的嘛，基督徒得永生，他不喜欢。
因为基督徒成了他的敌人。
Because Christians are their enemies.
别的呢？别的人都是他砧板上的肉。
Other people are already.That meat on their plate.
所以他不需要再去搞那么厉害了。
So they don't really have to make an effort.
所以当你一成为基督徒，他一定搞你。
However, as soon as you become a Christian, you are becoming their own target.
他用各种的谎言来欺骗你。
He will come and deceive you all sorts of lies.
让你惧怕。
Make you afraid.
而让你跟基督的身体分开。
So you will be separated from the body of Christ.
那教会里面有时候看到这个姐妹给我说了两句不好听的话，我就不来了。
So maybe you will see this lady in the church say something to you, and then you will stop going to church.
那为什么想想就是说那句话很简单的一句话，为什么我就觉得很难过呢？
So it may be a simple conversation. How come it brings you such harm?
为什么我在公司里面这个饭店里面做事情的时候，老板给一脸的臭骂一顿，还继续高高兴兴做呢？
How come you've been scolded by your boss and you still continue to work?
哎，我回国的时候，我看到我们那个我家旁边那个餐馆，里面进去去到处贴的，对顾客永远充满了笑容，这个那个，对不对？老板把你臭骂一顿，对顾客还是要充满笑容啊，你还是要来上班。为什么他们会来？那是为什么教会里面一点小事情就会不来呢？
So in a restaurant that I went to in China, they have a lot of posters on their wall saying that you have to always smile at your customers. Even if you've been scolded by your boss, you still have to bring a smile. How come in a church when someone says something bad about you and you stop coming to church?
你知道那些老板骂人可不像我们这些弟兄姐妹这样。
You know, you have to know that when your boss scold you, will be very much different from, you know, our brother and sister, you know, like, saying,
那个比这个弟兄姐妹得罪你，那个程度是100倍，我告诉你。
So their offense will probably 100 times more than you being offended by your brother and sisters.
那些工作的地方好多时候有传闲话呀，有些背后捅刀子啊，照样去工作呀。
So in your workplace, you will hear gossip, people will stop you from the back. Still, you go to work.
那为什么？
Why?
那为什么教会人家也没有在你背后捅刀子你就离开呢？
Then how come in your church, people are not even stepping you from your back and you stop coming to
church? 因为撒旦针对基督徒呢是特别的恶劣。
Because、
因为这是他，你是他的敌人，所以他就要搞你，欺骗你。
Because you are evil's enemy, so he has to come and attack you.
但是这不是我们的结局，也不是我们的身份。
But this is not our end, and it is also not our identity.
我们的身份在哪里？
So where is our identity?
我们读这个以弗所书第一章。
Turn to Ephesians chapter 1.
以弗所书第一章。
Ephesians chapter 1.
那第一章呢，我们从这个二十节开始。
Let's start from 20.
一节一节，我一节你一节，就是照他在基督身上所运行的大能大力，使他从死里复活，叫他在天上坐在自己的右边。
He exerted when he raised Christ from the dead and seated him at his right hand in the heavenly realm.
这里讲到呢，他让基督复活，坐在父神的右边。
So he has raised him from the dead and also let him sit by his right hand.
而且讲到呢，下一节超过一切执政的、掌权的、有能的、主治的和一切有名的，不但在今世的，连来世的也都超过了。
And now it says, far above all rule and authority, power and dominion, and every name that is invoked, not only in the present age, but also in the one to come.
那这讲到一个三重天的概念，很高的一个概念。
Now it is on the third heaven.
而且更重要的是，它的权柄是很大的这样一个概念。
However, so the more importantly is about the authority, the far greater than everything.
所以耶稣他说我是最初的，也是末后的。
That's why Jesus says, I am the Alpha, I'm the Omega.
我是最大的，也是最小的。
I am the greatest, I'm the least.
那其实那个就是我是头，我是中，那个里面也是我是最大的，也是最小的。
So the Bible says, I'm the head, I am the meaning that I am the greatest and also the least.
就是他是万主之主，万王之王。
So he is the king of all kings and lord of all lords.
那为什么是最小的呢？
Then why he is the least?
今天我们不展开讲，因为他道成肉身，变成最贫穷的，来体尝最软弱的人的痛苦。
So we are not going into details, but he became a flesh, became the poorest of the poor, and come to help us.
所以他的救赎是从下到上是完全的。
So that's why his salvation from the bottom to the top, this is all complete.
所以他说我是初，我是中，我是最大的，我是最小的。就是 ego am protos helastos, 就是我是最初的，也是最终的。
So that's why he says, I am the Alpha, I am the Omega, I am the first, I am the last.
所以呢，这里讲到就是说，我们看下面就是说，再看到第六节。第五、第六节。当我们死在过犯中的时候，便叫我们与基督一同活过来。第五节，第五节，
第
一章第五节。
以弗所。
对对对。
第一章第五节。
对。
我没有这个。
Your Bible is different from mine.
Chapter 2. Chapter 1.
Oh, chapter 2. sorry, okay.
Ephesians chapter 2, verse 5.
Yes, 5.
So he made us alive with Christ even when we are dead in our transgression. It is by grace you have been saved.
这里讲到呢，跟耶稣一同活过来。
Oh, he says we and God raised us with Christ, seated him in the heavenly realm.
他叫我们与基督耶稣一同复活，一同坐在天上。
So he raised us with Christ and also seated with him in the heavenly realm.
要将那极丰富的恩典，就是他在耶稣基督里向我们所舍的赐恩赐，显明给后来的世代看。
In order that in the coming ages he might show his incomparable riches of his grace.Expressed in his kindness to us in Christ Jesus.
这里特别要注意第六节，我们和耶稣基督一同复活，一同坐在哪里？
天上。
坐在哪里？
天上。
So we need to pay attention to verse 6.
坐在哪里？
Where does he seated us with?
坐在蓝色的椅子上。
Are we sitting with him in a blue chair?
坐在这个很冷的地板上。
Oh, are we sitting on a floor?
坐在天上
But we are sitting with him in the heaven.
那个天就是三重天，是神所在的地方。
So thus is the third heaven.
这是讲的我们的灵，我们的生命已经在那里。
Meaning that our spirit is already there with him.
我刚才讲了，这个三重天上不是一个被最主要的，不是一个空间的概念，而是一个灵界的概念。
So once again, it's more of a spiritual concept.
那我们要知道，就是说这个，我们今天虽然带着肉体，但是呢，我们是坐在神的，神的右边跟耶稣基督。
So even though we are still in our own flesh, but we are seated with Christ on the right hand of God.
以后大家以后有机会我们要讲，这圣经里面讲的这个天国的概念，天堂的概念，不是那个地方，而是神在哪里掌权，哪里就是神的国度。神在国度在我们的心里面，也在我们的中间。这是圣经讲的。
So the concept of heaven is not just like high above us, but rather than where God is, where heaven is.
所以圣经里面讲，神的国近了，你们应当悔改。神的国近了是什么意思？就是耶稣来了，整个的国度已经来了，生出来了。
So when the Bible says the kingdom of God is near, you have to repent. What does it mean?
那生出来是在哪里啊？是在哪里还是在这里？是在地上，
so,
对不对
？So where is the kingdom? So the kingdom is there or there? So but it's actually on earth.
是对地上是，但是呢，同时也在天上。
However, not only on earth, but also in heaven.
那耶稣说是，从天降下，仍旧在天的人子，人怎么可以从天降下，仍旧在天呢？因为这是一个神国度的概念。
So the Bible says, Jesus is coming from heaven, but also still in heaven. What? How do you understand?
所以不是我们一个 physical 的一个概念。
So yeah, 不是肉体上的一个概念。
所以今天我们在这个灵里面一定要知道，就是神有好多的奥秘，我们要信，不是这个缝隙这个一二三这个是多少米。多少米就是海吗？不是这个，而是借着信呢，我们就进到神的国度，神的权柄之下。
So it's not about like how far are we from heaven, not about like the spatial differences, but more about spiritual concept.
那神的那神无处不在。
So God is everywhere.
大家如果要去学这个系统神学的话，第一个讲的就是神无处不在。
So if you want to go into theology, the first concept you have to learn isGod is everywhere.
那第二个呢？就神是无所不能。
And the second of all is God is all powerful.
哎，这些就是我们知道，就神今天就在这里。至于说那个人在另外一个他不认识神呢，他在这里；认识神的人在那里，是因为我们一跟神产生了关系以后呢，我们就进入了他的国度。
So you see that this person might be in the first heaven, but as soon as he believing in God, he will be seated on the third heaven, enter into the kingdom of God.
所以今天我们基督徒呢，最主要要认识到我们的这样一个新的身份，
so、
我们的权柄。
As a Christian, we need to know our identity and know our rights.
那所以当耶稣被撒旦试探的时候，撒旦说：“我可以给你这个。”世上的荣华权柄都是给我的，你只要拜我。耶稣这么讲，你翻译。
So when Jesus, so when devil was tempting Jesus, saying that all the authority was given to me, so what did Jesus reply?
那撒旦说：“哦，你不是要来做王的吗？”
And Jesus,
很简单，我把权柄给你就可以了呀。
So Jesus, and so the devil was saying that, okay, isn't that?You are coming here to become a ruler. Worship me, and I can give you all of this.
你搞什么名堂？为什么要受那么多苦，上十字架呢
So why do you have to go through all this suffering and go upon the cross?
你拜我就可以了。
Just worship me.
我就给你这个权柄。
And I will give you the authority.
那如果耶稣拜他会怎么样？
So if Jesus worshipped him,
如果他要很快得到这个权柄，他会怎么样？
So if he very quickly he gains the authority, what will happen?
记得没有？第一个亚当是怎么失去权柄？
So remember how the first Adam lost his right?
因为他拜了撒旦。
Because he worshipped the devil.
所以呢，撒旦用同样的伎俩呢，来现在要来试探耶稣。耶稣在圣经里面称作末后的亚当。
So in the same way, Satan was tempting Jesus, and that's why Jesus is also known as the second Adam.
所以在他里面生出这个新的人类。
So in Christ, in Jesus, he will reborn a new human.
他要失败还是成功，这个是非常重要的，对所有的人。
So whether he wins or he loses is very important for us.
那就是他的这个试探呢，他就是选择了神的道路，神的方法。
So in this temptation, Jesus has chosen God's way.
就是十字架。
That is the cross.
那今天我们呢，在主里面呢，感谢神。虽然我们也要经历十字架，但是呢，第一个就是耶稣基督借着信他的十字架，我们已经有了儿子的位分。
So even though we have to go through our own cross, however, Jesus Christ, he already did it for us, and then we are His children. I mean, God's children.
那我们借着信心呢，就像以弗所书第二章第六节讲的，就是我们要确信我们跟耶稣基督坐在父神的右边。当你魔鬼来试探的时候，你要怎么讲？
坐在上。So what happens when Jesus tempt you? What do you reply?
不是 Jesus tempt you.
Oh, I mean, so it's Satan. Sorry.
你要告诉他的是，对不起，我在三重天，你在二重
天。You have to tell the devil that I'm sorry. I am in the third heaven, but you are in the second heaven.
他要让你惧怕的时候。你说对不起，我在你的上面，我不惧怕你。
So if he wants you to be afraid, then tell him that I am on the third heaven, you are on the second heaven. You have to be afraid of me.
他要应用你犯罪的时候，应用你吃垃圾的时候，你说我是王子，你是一个贼。
If he is trying to tempt you to want you to do bad things, sinful things, then you tell him that I am on the third heaven. I am a princess, but you are a thief.
你宣告这些真理。
You proclaim the truth.
当我们不宣告这些真理的时候，心里面没有，我们就跟着他走。他要我们吃死，我们就吃死。对不起，对，用这个吃死的话。
So if you follow him, I mean, he will, you know, if he says telling you to eat garbage, then you eat garbage. But
那即使呢，他让我们做的那些事啊，被吃死更糟糕。
Actually, the things he wants us to do is even far worse than eating garbage.
他说今天的老婆对你的态度很好，你就跟他分开。你说这个比吃死是不是更糟糕啊？
He will tell you that if your wife has been bad at you today, then you get divorced. Isn't that far worse than eating garbage?
This is worse than eating dung. That's Satan's temptation, isn't right?
这就是撒旦的那个。
所以我用这个吃死呢是比较文明了一点，撒旦做的事情他比这个更糟糕。
Satan is doing things far worse than eating them.
那你就说好，你就觉得感觉不舒服，好，今天跟他就离婚了。
So then your feeling will tell you, okay, now I'm not feeling right, I will get a divorce.
是不是吃死？
Is it like eating them?
比吃死糟糕多了。
Far worse than that.
吃死你最多呕吐，对不对？
So if you're eating that, probably the worst thing can happen to you is vomiting.
吃错药的话，最多得病。
So if you're eating the wrong medicine, probably you just get sick.
撒旦他要杀害你。
However, the Satan is trying to get your life.
杀害你的家庭。
Killing your family.
圣经上讲那个贼来就是偷窃毁坏杀害。
So the Bible says the thief come to steal, to destroy, and to kill.
那我们得胜的武器是什么呢？
So what is the weapon that make us win the battle?
得胜的武器。我们就要回到这个赞美来。
So the weapon is to worship and praising God.
诗篇二十二篇。
Psalm 23:22, sorry.
当然，我们的基督徒的生活有很多的内容啊，但是呢，这个敬拜赞美是一个短的路。
So even though we have different ways of life, but the shortest way is to worship God.
这也不是圣经里面唯一的内容，但是这是一个钥匙，你要抓住。
But it is not the only thing. However, it's a key that you have to hold on to.
你知道你要进一个门呢，要抓住钥匙，对吧？
So when you go into a door, I mean, in a room, you need to have the key.
如果没有正确的钥匙，你很努力，很努力，最后呢进不去。
So without the right key, even if you try very hard, still you cannot enter into.
那圣经上在启示录好多地方讲到大卫的钥匙。
So in the Revelation, there's many times it talk about the key of David.
那在启示录里面讲到这个教会呢，就拿着大卫的钥匙。开了的门没有人能关，关了的人没有人能开。
So it says that when the church holding the key of David, those doors that they open cannot be closed.
大卫有什么钥匙啊？
So what kind of key that does David have?
大卫有什么钥匙？大家再讲讲。对，赞美。还有什么？
So praise.
他最主要的呢，你如果读这个大卫的，就是他在任何情况下都要顺服主，寻求主的面，这是第一点。
So first of all, if you read about David, you will see that in all circumstances, first thing he will do is to seek the Lord and obey.
他就要寻求主的面。
He will seek the face of the Lord.
还有一个，在任何困难的环境里面，他赞美主。
So and also in any difficult situation, he will worship God.
那赞他大卫的钥匙不仅仅是赞美主，而是在所有困难的环境里面赞美主。
So his key is not only to worship God, but worship God in all his difficulties, all his circumstances.
很多的诗篇大卫写的时候都是在扫罗追杀他的时候写出来。
So a lot of song was written when Saul, King Saul was trying to kill David's life.
那我们读一下诗篇22篇第三节，就是说大卫呢认识到这样一个非常重要的真理。
So let's read Psalm 23 verse 22:3, so it's a key that David has.
但你是圣洁的，是用以色列的赞美为宝座的。
Yet you are enthroned as a holy one. You are the one Israel praises.
哦，就是大卫知道呢，圣灵启示他就说，神的宝座呢，在赞美里面就设立了。
So, in the spirit revealed to David that in the praises of Israel, the throne has been established.
但是弟兄姐妹，你如果看整篇经文的时候，他写作的时候，当时是环境是很苦的，所以第一句话是什么？我的神，我的神，为什么离弃我
？But if you read closely, you know the situation that he was in when he wrote the song. Because in the first verse it says, "My God, my God, why have you forsaken me?"
我的神啊，我白日呼求你不应允，夜间呼求并不住声。
My God, I cry out by day, but you do not answer. By night, I find no rest.
就是他的环境很苦。
Meaning that his circumstances is far worse.
但是呢，他祷告。
But he prays.
他白日祷告，夜里祷告。
He pray in the day. He pray in the night.
那第一个就是他就是寻求主。
So first of all, he will.
你知道人苦了，你可以做很多事情。
So when you are in trouble, you can do a lot of things.
人苦的时候会做什么？大家想一想。
So what kind of things?
我不想把大家思想领到那里，像那个魔鬼。但是呢，我先让大家想一想啊，想一想不要待在哪里。你苦的时候会做什么
？So what are the usual things that you will do when you are in?
不要做，以后要做那样的事情。
When you are in trouble.
但是就是一般的人会做什么 ？In trouble.
So when you're in trouble, what usually you will do?
做什么？
抱怨，
对的，很多人会抱怨。
Yeah, complain.
害怕，恐惧。
哦，害怕，恐惧。
Yeah,
and
fear and
灰心丧气。
灰心丧气，对的。
So dismay or cry, 哭泣。
对，还有一个呢，就是找人去blame.
I also blame others. 找人去对 blame.
对呀，所以为什么就是好多人离婚啊，干什么事情坏了以后，做生意。朋友都成了仇人，就是 blame.
Yeah, so that's why a lot of marriage has broken down, or you know, business relationship been broken, mostly by you know blaming others.
但是大卫怎么样？大卫没有，他就祷告，祷告。
But what did David do? He didn't blame, but he continued to pray and he prayed and he prayed.
那祷告不行，他又做什么？
So what
这不正常吗？祷告就不行，你就赞美，这正常吗
？So what happens if his prayer wasn't answered? He prays the Lord. So is that weird when your prayer wasn't answered?
你说正常人是不是这样做？
So So is that a normal, what normal person would do?
你的祷告如果不应允，你要做什么？
Complain. So what happens if your prayer wasn't answered?
要么不祷告，你如果不敬畏神的话，不祷告了，我走别。要么不敬畏神的话，就不但是 complain about people, complain about God.
So probably you stop praying. But if you do not fear God, you probably even complain about God.
但是大卫不一样。
But David is different.
祷告不应允做什么？
我说 what happens is prayer wasn't answered.
赞美，哈利路亚。
He praised the Lord.
这个很特别吧？
So it's very special.
那大卫为什么特别？
So why David is special?
大卫是被神拣选的。
He is chosen by God.
今天你为什么特别？
So why are you different?
对了，你也是被神拣选的。
Because you are also chosen by God.
大卫有圣灵在他的身上。你有没有圣灵？
So Holy Spirit was on David. Do you have the Holy Spirit on you?
对了，大卫在旧约时代就知道赞美的重要性。他神给他的启示是什么呢？就是说，一赞美的时候，神的宝座就设立了。
So David in his own time knows the importance of praising God. So whenever he prays, the throne of heaven is being established.
他是在旧约的时代。
So it's the Old Testament era.
我们是新约的时代，对吧？
But we are living in a New Testament era.
新约的时代，应不应该更加的赞美？
So in the New Testament era, do we have to praise even more?
所以今天呢，就是说，当耶稣基督刚才我们讲到这真理，他升到天上的时候呢，已经把我们就带到天上了。因为我们有儿女的身份了。
So this is the truth. When Jesus Christ has been crucified on the cross, we are already seated with him on the third heaven.
我们的罪都赦免了，应该不应该赞美？
So all our sin has been forgiven.
应该赞美。
Shouldn't we be praising God?
那如果大卫在那样苦被扫罗追杀十几年的时候，他要赞美，祷告不应允就赞美，你应不应该赞美？
So David, in his years of being chased by Saul, even in his circumstances, he still praised God.
神给大卫的应许实现了没有？
实现了。
我上次讲了，就是翻开撒母耳书这个第几章被拣选到撒母耳下，经过了十多年、十五六年的时间，对不对？大卫有没有做王？
没有。
一开始没有，一开始看了一下宝座啊，一开始看了一下，在扫罗的旁边看了一下宝座，但是后来经历了很多的困难，最后做王没有？
做了。
神是不是信实的？
是。So David got all his promises from God for David come to pass because in the 10-20 years of his promising, God promised him to be a king. So within the 10-20 years, he didn't become a king. He was being chased out and, you know, being had a lot of struggles.
如果
戴
维都说神啊，你让我做王就做王，对不对？为什么要让我经历那么多的东西呢？
So as king, David probably questioned God. So God, how come I have to go through all of this trouble in order to become a king?
你有没有问过神？神啊，你祝福我就祝福我，为什么要让我经历很多的上上下下呢？
So have you also asked God the same question as well? So God, why don't you just bless me? Why do you have to put me through all this trouble?
有没有问过？
Have you ever questioned God?
我想大卫也是这样想的，我们都是这样想的。
So probably David has asked the same question as well.
但是这些姐妹，如果大卫不经历那一切的话，像他在那个放羊娃十五岁的那个时候，他能不能做王？
做不了。
So if,
做不了。
If God didn't put him through all that as a shepherd boy, do you think he can become a king?
啊，他不能做王，对不对
？He cannot become a king.
那神让他经历这一切，对他是有好处还是没好处？
So all the things that God put him through is for his own good.
神叫我们今天经历的事情对我们有好处没好处？
So the things God put us through is it for our own good?
大卫很聪明，也不是说很聪明，圣灵在他里面就让他不放弃就赞美。
So David is a smart one. So Holy Spirit was in him, so he continued to praise God.
所以呢，我们现在也要做这个聪明人，就是说，哎呀。大卫那时候就是抓住主，就是赞美，按照真理来行，赞美主，主在掌权。
So we have to also become the wise one, just like David, continue to praise God.
心情不好的时候赞美主。
So when you are down, you praise him.
啊，撒旦要来试探你的时候，看你的太太对你这个态度不好的时候，做什么？
赞美。So when your wife is being
结婚了没有？
Are you married?
No.
Listen carefully. When you get married, if your wife, hopefully your wife is perfect, but if she's someday, she give you a bad face, what should you do? Praise the Lord! You get to the key. Praise the Lord! When you praise the Lord, what's going to happen? When you praise the Lord, Lord's throne is going to be established.
当赞美的时候会发生什么呢？
主的宝座设立有什么事情发生？
So what happens when the throne has been established?
成
就了。
啊？好事发生。好事发生，对。还有什么？
Good things will happen. What else?
撒旦能不能待在那里？
Do you think Satan will continue to
be... 宝座设立，撒旦待不待？
If the throne is there, do you think the devil will be there?
待不住了，对不对啊？你一赞美主，他本来要来试探你，来搞你。你一赞美主，他就说：“哎呦，神的宝座怎么来了呢？”他就跑了。
So when he tries to tempt you and you start praising God, then God's throne is established.
撒旦本来说你让你搞你的老婆，你为什么不搞你的老婆？我捡了一个镐，就是有刀子捅他。
So Satan wants you to, you know, step your wife. Then how come you start praising God?
他在等在那里。
He's waiting there.
如果你上了他的当，他最怎么样？
If,
继续的告你，直到
if you bite,
你得到最后灭了。
So if you bite his bait, he will continue to tempt you.
但是如果你不上他的当，你一敬拜他怎么样？
跑了。
他要不要来试探你？
不敢。
他每次试探你就敬拜主，他要不要来试探你？
不试探，算了吧。
So if every time he comes to tempt you and you start praising God, what will happen?
你以为撒旦很笨吗？撒旦是不是很笨啊？
Do you think Satan is stupid?
撒旦不笨的。
Satan is not.
撒旦不笨的。撒旦试探耶稣的时候啊，你继续读下去，他一开始试探耶稣，耶稣用圣经回答，后来他用圣经来试探他。
So if you read the Bible closely, when he three times he tempt Jesus, first time, the second time he start quoting from the Bible to tempt Jesus.
撒旦不笨啊。
So Satan is not stupid.
所以他每次搞你，你就敬拜主。哎呀，他比较很没趣。本来我想得荣耀，怎么耶稣得荣耀
？So every time he tempts you and you start praising God, then he will, you know, think, okay, it's no good. Like every time I tempt him, he start praising.
Praising Jesus.
赞美耶稣。
Every time he poke you, he try to tempt you, try to smash you, you praise Jesus.
那每一次他想来就是挑战你的时候，你就赞美耶稣。
Do you think he will continue to poke you to praise Jesus?
那他会继续的来，他还会继续的来让你赞美耶稣吗？
I just remember this old pastor. It's very humorous.
我就想到一个老牧师非常有趣。
Every time he got sick,
每次他生病的时候，
he said, "Satan, now you are defeated because I'm going to praise Jesus."
他就说，撒旦，现在你要失败，因为我现在开始要赞美神了。
Thank you, Lord, for the sickness.
感谢神给我这个疾病。
Thank you, Lord, I'm weak.
感谢神我的软弱。
You are strong.
你是刚强的。
Amen.
Do you think Satan is going to add more disease on him?
你觉得撒旦还会继续把病加通给他吗？
Every time he says, "Satan, you are defeated. Your scheme is bad. You are not wise." Every time you poke me, I will praise Jesus.
撒旦啊，你这些诡计都是没有用的，每一次你要来试探我，我就赞美神。
So this is the power of praise.
这就是赞美的一个力量。
You do the opposite.
那你就反着来做。
Yeah, when you praise the Lord, your heart will become bright.
当你赞美神的时候呢，你的心呢就被敞开。
And when God's throne is there, God's presence is there, your heart will be healed.
那当这个神的同在，神的宝座在那里的时候呢，你就会得医治。
You look at the wife, was so beautiful.
我看你太太就觉得，哎，真是美丽啊。
The wife just keep saying that you are bad, you didn't do this, did that wrong. You just look at the wife, praise the Lord, she's so beautiful.
啊，他是每次就是太太让你就是说你的时候不好的时候，你就说，
no,
哎呀，感谢神，太太真美。
I'm doing the, my wife actually is very beautiful. Okay.
我不是开玩笑，我就是这样做的哈。但是我太太是真的很美丽。
You see, when you do this, I do this a lot of times for any circumstances.
No,
I will give a testimony later.
那我其实常常都是这样做的。等晚一点呢，我会给你一个见证。
Because of the time, we pray and I ask the people whoever recently experienced the power of prayer or some other testimonies just come to share with the testimony. We testify the power of God.
那呢，因为时间关系呢，我们就留一些时间，就是最近大家感受到这个赞美的力量的人呢，都可以上来分享一下。
Because you need to pray for a pastor, because pastor has a weakness. He always want to preach more.
要为那个牧师我们祷告，因为呢，牧师老是想多讲一些。
My wife does that.
我太太非常了解这个。
Okay, let's pray.
好，我们来。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Our Heavenly Father.
我们天上的父。
We praise you and worship you.
我们赞美敬拜你。
Our Lord Jesus, we praise you and worship you.
我们的主耶稣基督，我们赞美敬拜你。
Because you are worthy, worthy, worthy.
因为你是配得，配得，配得。
Thank you, shed the blood and make us righteous.
谢谢你为我们洗上你的宝血，让我们可以得。
Thank you, have forgiven all our sins, taken our sins away.
谢谢你就是医治了我们，洁净了我们一切的罪。
Thank you, come to save, not to condemn.
谢谢你，你来是为了要拯救，不是要来定罪我们。
Thank you, we from the slaves become God's children.
感谢我们从奴仆的身份变成了儿女的身份。
Thank you, you lift us up from the earth to the heaven to sit at the right hand of Jesus Christ.
谢谢你让我们从地上能够跟耶稣基督一起坐在神的宝座右边。
We praise you.
主啊，我们赞美你。
You give us the Holy Spirit to dwell in us.
主啊，你把圣灵赐下来与我们同在
，empower us，
来给我们力量
，to live a new fresh life，
让我们可以有这个全新的生命。
Lord, we thank you for the truth in the Bible.
主啊，我们为圣经上一切的真理来献上感恩。
Oh, we can see clearly the Satan's schemes.
我们可以看清楚那个仇敌的诡计。
We will not buy into that.
主啊，我们不买他的账。
We will praise and worship.
我们要敬拜来赞美你。
No matter what happens, we know that you said it's finished on cross.
不管他做什么，我们都知道神已经说了，在十字架上你已经说已经成了。
It is finished.
成了。
Oh, you are the Alpha, you are the Omega.
主啊，你是 Alpha， 你是 Omega.
Oh, you are the Protos, Helastos.
你是起初的，你是幕后的。
Your Greek is good. Hallelujah, Lord, we thank you. Hallelujah.
主啊，我感谢你。
Oh, Lord, we thank you.
主啊，我们感谢你。
I put this truth deeply into our hearts.
把这样的真理深深的放在我们的里面。
More important, let each one praise and worship.
更重要的是，让我们来彼此来祷告。
好，下面呢，你为你生活里面难过的几件事情，你来赞美神。
So right now, that praise and worship God for the few things that you have that troubles you in your life.